Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What happens with tyranny, what happens with corruption, what happens with toxic waste dumping, radiation leaks, you name it, what happens with evil is that people become acclimated and accustomed to it, myself included. The ATF came out last year and said they were going to ban most shotguns. There was a big backlash, and people said we're not going to turn them in was the only reason that they backed off. But they said, we can just rule make now. We don't need laws. They also came out with some new regulations saying that if you buy more than two semi-autos in four western states, Texas to California, that a gun shop has to report that it's suspicious to the ATF. Of course, it's already reported through the NICS system that's unconstitutional. They just wanted you to follow an order that was unconstitutional and unlawful. Because once you'll go along with things and accept them, it sets the precedent. And I remember Obama during the campaign and up until about a year ago in hundreds of speeches, because I heard this every week or so, a few times a week, said, we can't violate the Constitution. We can't legalize the illegals and all the rest of it without Congress. Well, as you know, on Friday, you know, they're saying it's 80,000 folks. It's going to be all the illegals. That's always been the globalist plan, is to bust this country wide open. And the illegals will then be able to vote very quickly, and they will vote to take the guns, and they will vote to take the property, and they will vote to take everything. It's a guarantee. And then there'll be a civil war in this country, which is exactly what the globalists want. They've caused the civil war in Mexico. The Ford Foundation, all of them, openly for 50-plus years, have financed in Mexico that the entire U.S. was stolen, basically, and the entire Southwest as part of Aslan. I was taught that in public school in Anderson High here in Austin, Texas. And it is all meant to break this country up. And again, Obama launches wars without approval from Congress. Obama shuts down power plants not owned by his buddy. He gives waivers to health care laws. This is called dictatorship. In fact, here's Mr. Carney, the White House press secretary, like a comic book character, just a few months ago saying, oh, he's looking forward to using executive orders and other things to bypass Congress. Here's the little criminal up there flaunting it in front of the bought and paid for prostitute whore press corps. This is how America dies, folks. Here it is.
I care about this stuff.
So let me concede your point. They don't give a lick about what day it is, what time it is. Why doesn't he give a speech from the Oval Office tonight saying, here's my plan?
He wants to speak before Congress because he recognizes that while there are things he can do without Congress, and he will do them, there are actions that need to be taken with Congress that require legislation to grow the economy and create jobs. And he wants to go to Congress, speak directly to members of Congress, and lay out his proposals. The first opportunity to do that is next week. So that's when he'll do it.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to play a compilation of clips over the last 4 years. Candidate Obama, President Obama, saying that he couldn't bypass Congress. He's now doing that. And then we're going to shift gears into what's happening with the designed economic meltdown over in Europe. Oh, they got the banker bailout money for Greece. They're getting it for Spain. Oh, it's worse now. Oh, the mega banks need more. And, oh, the Federal Reserve is signaling Goldman Sachs, their boss, that QE3 will begin next week. We told you it was always coming. I thought it would come by January, but it's coming, and that means inflation. It is all coming up big. Broadcast. Also, the feminists want you to urinate sitting down, men, and they will have you arrested if you don't comply with them. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, unfortunately, it's all happening just like all the old timers said it would. The world government, run by six megabanks, hell-bent on cutting off the resources to the industrialized world, cutting off the resources to the third world. We have a giant hydra wrapped around our face, basically sucking the lifeblood out of us like a giant stinking tick. And I want out of it. I want this corporate banking dictatorship run by a bunch of Malthusian, eugenics-loving control freaks out of my life. I want the Jerry Sandusky TSA out of my life. I want the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the stinking criminal violating due process, IRS out of my life. I want government to quit lying to everybody and saying vaccines are the law to take when they're not. I'm tired of this group of crooks telling us what to do. Over in Scotland, a 9-year-old girl was taking photos of the horrible, ugly, stinking food they feed them. So they said, you're not allowed to take photos of your school lunch. Over in Europe, they want to make men sit to use the bathroom. I mean, it just over here, they're trying to ban milk, popcorn, and soft drinks. Well, they have banned those in New York. There's no end to these people. They're launching with our tax money armed drones against us. They got face scanning cameras everywhere, CIA moving into threat fusion centers. The criminal government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm done. And again, the reason I get so wound up is I read this news all last night, this morning, and I get in here, and it's just so over the top. I want to go over 10 things that will happen if Barack Obama continues to systematically legalize illegal immigrants. I want to go over the fact that whether it's war or energy or the Second Amendment, he's now saying in his second administration that he is going to restrict all semi-autos, as the NRA warned a few months ago in the Washington Times. I mean, that's it, folks. Look, the government comes to take the guns. It's over. And they want the Civil War. They'll march all these roided-up idiots in up against us. God, I have to watch these scumbag bankers sit offshore and do this to us. And the idiots across the board who are going to go along with it. All of you people that serve this criminal system, you're going to get what you deserve. But it's pointless because the New World Order is going to sit offshore and watch all this unfold. Is there nothing people in this scum government won't do? And the looting at every level. And I knew what the response would be whenever we discovered via our sources a hidden nuclear waste dump on the edge of Austin and talked about the secretive nuclear reactors. A, people denied the reactors existed while simultaneously saying, what's the big deal? They admit there's reactors. And so what if there's a secret nuclear dump? 20 years ago, people would have been concerned. Now it's like, okay, the tuna is radioactive out of the Pacific. Feed it to your kids. Big deal. Ann Coulter says it's good for you. I mean, there is a delusion now that every civilization gets before it totally collapses that is now upon this country and the West. Self-preservation's out the window. Everybody's just clicking on their iPads and iPhones and droids. And I'm sick of it. It's a nation of children just begging to be hurt by the New World Order. I'm going to stop ranting right there. I am so sick of watching the race baiters, too, on the so-called left. Pushing all their racism, pushing all their cultural division, and then attacking anybody that points it out. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into what's happening in Egypt, the Middle East, what's happening with the nanny state, what's unfolding on so many. I mean, look at this article, Ottawa citizen. I've been arrested for 15 hours in this airport. Ottawa airport wired with microphones to record travelers' conversations. Hidden cameras in the Austrian forest caught a politician having sex. I mean, we live in 1984, and it's all meant to protect the criminals that have hijacked society. It's illegitimate. It's like coming home and somebody's in your bed watching TV, and you're like, get out of my bed. And they go, oh, I've got a badge, so it's okay. No, it's not. But let me just start with this first. Last Friday, Kurt Nemo wrote a story saying it's official, Obama is a dictator. And I did notice over the weekend, a lot of mainstream media did point out that Obama is taking on dictatorial powers. And for the last 3 years, they've done this song and dance. We're at public speaking engagements and in TV interviews and with the press corps and others say, Obama, if the evil Republicans won't let you save the poor, sweet, illegal aliens, why don't you just bypass them like a president can do, which a president can't do? No, I'm waiting. I want to work with them. So they have this image of people begging and begging and begging for him to be a dictator. Like Bush saying things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm the dictator. You know, you can find that clip online. Obama has now made similar claims. And they do this because it's off a script to acclimate you to the idea. So Congress has been told by the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, and Obama, in person and in letters, the NATO and the UN command the U.S. military. Earth-shattering, incredible, off-the-charts info. Obama has shut down hundreds of power plants and blocked the construction or the firing up of dozens and dozens of power plants. It's actually close to 100. Massively increasing power prices outside of law. Congress would not pass his carbon tax. Increasing the stock value and profits of General Electric, who's allowed to operate. And if you hire them, suddenly you're allowed to operate if they take over your management. Just total mafia. With General Motors, they took hundreds and hundreds of dealerships away from people that were Republican donors or not Democratic donors and gave it to people. You can't sell Chevys anymore. You can go get some other dealership if you want. Well, we've had this for 80 years. Doesn't matter. I mean, just total criminal mafia scum that's caught shipping guns and hand grenades to street gangs in the U.S., Honduras, and Mexico. Tens of thousands, 60-something thousand dead now in the last 4 years. Total bedlam. And they're caught lying, caught running and all, and they don't get in trouble. And they say in the new administration, they're going to come and ban the semi-autos, period. NRA, who's usually milquetoast, has the intel, Washington Times, 3 months ago. People say, well, you better vote for Romney. You know what? I hate Obama so much. He makes me so sick. I'm so sick of his criminal liars. He's such a disgusting puppet that I want, like a man in the desert who sees mirages and runs over the next hill thinking there's a lake. I run towards Mitt Romney at a childlike level. An area of my mind wants things to get better, would be happy if things just reversed a few degrees. But the intellectual and in my gut, I understand that that's how this works. You hate what Bush is doing, you vote for Obama. You hate what Obama's doing, you vote for Mitt Romney. Because Mitt Romney is probably going to get elected, and he's going to step right in, and the same reason the same banks own him that own Obama, just like a Don King fight where he owns both boxers, folks, that you know it's going to be the same thing, but suddenly there won't be any opposition anymore. Maybe the left will suddenly, at least on paper, act like they're concerned about secret arrest, torture, all these wars, mercenaries, drones, all the rest of it. But Romney has said he likes NDAA. He wants more war. It's just because it's exactly what the special interests that hijacked this country want. But you're almost inexorably drawn into this to support one of the two. Even though you know they're puppets, even though you know it's a con game, even though you know it's a fraud. But we sit here and witness this unbelievable spectacle. And by the way, Rand Paul has come out now and said abolish the TSA, basically, or bare minimum restrict it, and get warrants for drones and introduce legislation. Well, of course you need warrants for drones. That's already on the books. Just enforce the law. But who's in charge of enforcing? The usurpers that have taken over our country, the banksters. So good. See, we're pushing Rand Paul back towards reality. And I understand the political decision to endorse Romney because everybody's turning against Obama, and maybe Romney's going to be better because you meet with Romney and he says, oh, I want to audit the Fed now. Oh, I won't ban the guns now. I don't like abortion now. I don't like open borders now. I don't like Obamacare that I wrote now. I mean, yes, this Mitt Romney, with what he says today, is better than Barack Obama. The problem is the real Mitt Romney and the way he's actually voted as a governor and what he's promoted when he's in power is Barack Obama. You know, we're not going to trade out lung cancer for bone cancer here. And I know this is elementary to most of you, but so many people, if I am catching myself hating Obama so much, so disgusted with all of his crimes openly, and knowing they're thinking about doing it in Oklahoma City with his own advisors so arrogant that there's three different advisors and all these newsletters they send out to their big donors saying, we may have a new Oklahoma and we're going to blame it on, you know, alternative media. And I'm listed. Glenn Beck's demonized in there. You better believe it's going to be Drudge too. Because the system sees everybody that isn't 100% in line with them as the enemy. I mean, I get wanting to cozy up just for your own protection to Mitt Romney. Because the Republicans in name, at least, claim they're for the Second Amendment and sovereignty and things. But see, in that is the great betrayal. But when we come back, I'm going to play a video audio clip of Obama saying he doesn't have the power to legalize the illegals. He doesn't have the power to do the carbon taxes without congressional authorization. But now he is. And then he says in his new administration, he is going to just sign executive orders to take the guns, everything. What do we do about this? What do we do? I mean, the government is pure criminal.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block.
Yeah, I saw a couple different news comments on Fox News. I saw Glenn Beck say the same thing on a video this morning. That what Obama is doing is what a dictator does. They said he's acting like a dictator. Well, let me explain something. When you act like a dictator, you're a dictator. It's not when I go rob a bank or you go rob a bank, you're acting like a bank robber. You're now a bank robber. When they're setting up checkpoints with not even sworn officers violating the Fourth and Tenth Amendment, trying to grope you on the highways now, we're not becoming a police state. We are one. When Google and the NSA admit they're dialing into home appliances and smart meters and listening to you in your home, and they want you to know that they're listening to you, do you know what that's called? Do you know what that's called? That's called an out-of-control, dangerous group of criminals that are a threat to all of us, as our forebears warned us. And I start thinking about everything Obama's doing. And again, that means the big bankers that just took over Europe and are installing the presidents and prime ministers now. And Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times are like, hey, it's dictatorship, but it's by bankers, and they know how to run things best. They're not like the old-fashioned dictators. The Economist actually was saying this word for word a few months ago. I read it on air. No, they're just technocratic and really care and are removed from the process. And, they're real removed. They're a bunch of eugenicists that talk about how they want to wreck societies. And, of course, they're doing all this. They're just coming out in the open. And I think about the illegal alien issue, how every time I turn on television, it's the poor immigrants and the poor this, and they just want to, you know, they deserve rights and all this stuff. Meanwhile, the borders are basically wide open. Meanwhile, the minute the illegals get here, they have welfare and they're allowed to have their kids paid for, something I don't get as a citizen. The anchor babies, instantly citizens, tons of money. And then they're organized over 90% to vote against the Second Amendment, against private property. I mean, it's over, folks. It's over. This country is collapsing if we don't reverse this. I mean, there are 6+ billion people. There's over 7 million people in the world. There are billions of people that want to come to this country. They want to come here right now. And it'd be one thing if we had millions a year coming here and they actually went out and got jobs and did all that. But no. We've got a sick culture of gangsterism. So I don't care if they're Eastern Europeans or from Africa or from Latin America or Asia. They all adopt the MTV gangster culture. They all adopt a thug culture. And I'm not a violent person. But when I'm out in public and some group of people bug their eyes out at me, I want to literally go Incredible Hulk on them. I mean, I am threatened by this. I am angry. And let me tell you something. America's angry and buying 2, 3, 4, 5 million guns a month for a good reason. Okay? I'm getting tired of it and I'm sick of it. And I'm going to buy more guns today. That's it. I'm telling you what, man, this New World Order is not going to get what it wants. Let me tell you, the founders put that Second Amendment there as a checkmate to tyranny, and the First Amendment there as well, and we're going to beat these people. The globalists are trying to gut this country 7 ways from Sunday, and I'm tired of it. We're going to go to break, long segment coming up, and I do have this clip of Obama saying he can't legalize the illegals because it's against the law. Yeah, the president doesn't make the laws. But now the president doesn't just say he launches wars and military operations without Congress. He says he takes the orders from NATO, a bunch of narcotics trafficking criminals. NATO's a private group. And that criminal group, the United Nations. Our country is a joke. And we're never going to get America back until we admit that. Every time I see a good old boy with American flags all over their vehicle, I want to go over to him and say, was that made in China? I don't want to go one further. Let me guess. You don't want to hear how we were taken over. Because let me tell you, I've been around these guys. A lot of them get mad. Some of them are awake and will agree with you. But a lot of them get real mad. I mean, you saw when I was at the UN showing the UN sign saying it's owned by the UN at the Grand Canyon. And a guy comes out of nowhere. There's nobody even around me. And starts getting in my face. Because he hears me. He thinks I'm talking bad about America saying the UN took over. His ego doesn't want to admit we got taken over so we can get the country back. He just wants to live in La La Land and go watch a baseball game and suck his thumb. Well, I'm not going to suck my thumb as a bunch of foreign bankers gut this country. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into all the news and I'm going to open the phones up. It's Monday, the 18th day of June, 2012.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let me explain how tyranny works. The scum, the filth, the parasites that are working for the system aren't going to stop. They won't stop till they've wrecked everything, till they've robbed everything, and until confidence is destroyed and everything collapses. This is how they operate. Every case in history, we have been overrun by every form of trash and filth and New World Order garbage. They absolutely hate this country. The New World Order hates the United States more than any other nation. They used our wealth and our prowess and our name and our credit card, our credit, to set up their stinking banker world government and their accomplice, collaborator, traitor media sits there. While the very mega banks that sold the derivatives and set up the too-big-to-fail garbage sit there and pose as saviors on the nightly news every night with stupid, mindless, shallow, idiot business people and yuppies that think they're smart and don't even know how to tie their shoelaces or wipe their spiritually snot-filled snouts. All right, I am in a really, really angry right now. Because they're just doing everything. Let me tell you something. If Obama can launch wars and tell Congress to go to Hades and Congress sits down and takes it last year and this year and says thank you for the abuse, that pack of criminals up there. If we can sit there and as a country put up with the TSA abusing our wives, our husbands, our children, while hiring pedophiles to be the commanders at their facilities? Oh, yes, look it up. And not do background checks? What a joke. Oh, the security, we've got to keep you safe, but we hire criminals and don't do background checks. And it turns out they don't just have bad background checks. They hire criminals on purpose. This is what societies, when they go into the terminal rotting phase, do. We're like a dead animal that's been in a ditch for about 3 days. Now we're bloating. Now the eyeballs are popping out. Now the guts are coming out the other end. Now the maggots, the stomach just popped open. The maggots are spilling out. And Homeland Security's telling us the maggots are the sign of our health. They're telling us it's a great thing. No, it's not a great thing. They're not launching 30,000 drones and buying armored pillboxes and 450 million rounds of 40 cal hollow point and handing shotguns out to every agency there is and hardening all their facilities going back a decade ago because they wanted to be friendly with you. They planned to gut this country the entire time with pure hatred. This has all been pre-planned. Everything we told you is coming true. And I'm not proud of that fact. I wish we could have backed this off and stopped it. A lot of people are like, listen to this guy get angry. He's crazy. You know what? What I am is disgusted and angry and desperate to try to get people out of their coma. This country's in a coma. This country is in a mind-numbed daze. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people in dazes all around me. I'm tired of it. I took my son to the bookstore and also to the pet store. And I was watching the workers. A few of them were nice listeners, but the others were like scared and addled and couldn't run a cash register and were shaking and afraid. And there were women lined up behind me, hen pecking me in the aisle. And then I went over to the bookstore and the woman kept hammering me to get a loyalty card. And I kept saying, no, 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 no. And she kept saying, pushing it. And I said, listen, here, I know you're on a petty power trip following this script and everything. Leave me alone, slave. You like being a slave? Fine. Leave me alone. I told him, I said, don't worry, the whole society's about to collapse. Now shut up. I didn't quite go that far because my son was there, but that's what I was thinking. I'm sick of timid, cowardly scum everywhere, just begging to be run over by the New World Order, just begging to have their country hammered to hell. Oh, I'm tired of it. I want to reverse this. And then I think about Obama and how much I can't stand him, but he's meant to be hated. He's meant to be the front teleprompter reader, the puppet that gets all the blame, like a shield. And when they're done with him, they throw him down when he's all bent up and pick up Mitt Romney. And if even I want Mitt Romney in my gut knows he's a fraud, but in my gut, at an animal level, I was sick of Bush and wanted something new, Obama. I didn't vote for Obama. I said he'd be a fraud, laid it all out, but I still had this mindless, pathetic, childlike, idiotic hope that a bought and paid for person will be different. And it's the same thing with Mitt Romney. Because you see Obama just slaughtering the country. It's Bill of Rights, it's Constitution, everything right now. And you say, oh, I want Mitt Romney. And it's in that fraud that keeps us perpetually being con-gamed. And knowing everything I know, they dangle that way out. Oh, Mitt Romney says he won't do this when he's all about betrayal. And then you say, well, what do we do? Well, when we open the phones up, that's a question I have for you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get angry. We've got to get involved. I mean, look at this Paul Joseph Watson article. Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts. How many years ago did I tell you that all the computers, smartphones, digital clock radios will have government takeover switches that listen to you and watch you? Because it was in all the government documents. It was in the telecommunications acts that they had to do it, not under law, but regulations. And that you'd have government alerts. It's already started in New York, New Jersey. Obama pops on with audio and text, and there's putting jumbotrons in everywhere with Homeland Security on it, right out of every nightmare science fiction dystopia novel. They're launching Skynet against us, and I love my children. You know, I'm angry. One reason I'm so enraged is I've got to be here risking my life up front fighting these tyrants. And then people tell me, oh, thanks for the great job you're doing. I'm doing nothing but self-preservation. Don't you understand? You don't have a future if you don't take action. What do? You go out and spray paint the website you think's the most informative everywhere? I don't know, desperate times mean desperate measures. I don't think that's a desperate measure. It's InfoWar. It's what the committees of correspondence did, the Sons of Liberty, for a decade before the Redcoats came and confiscated the guns and the war started. And by the way, that's when the war is going to start here. And the globalists are going to do it on purpose. But we don't have a choice at that point. They want to show you who's boss. They want to roll this country so bad it makes their head spin. Look at that article. Here's another one by Kurt Nemo. In his own words, Obama says he is a constitution-violating dictator. Holy mackerel. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't just say they put cancer viruses in your vaccine to have an effect. You think I'm happy every time we find more documents of where they're putting in the vaccine and how they admit they're killing us? No, that's horrible. I wish it wasn't true. You think I like the fact they're putting fluoride in the water and I get to expose them? It's horrible. You know how bad it freaks everybody out around here when we go to a store and everywhere's fluoride this for kids, fluoride water that, fluoride candies, knowing it brain damages these little children? Folks, people go, well, how did the Germans let Nazi Germany happen? How did the Russians let it happen? Because the tyrants do it by increment. We are lobsters that have been put in hot water. And I'm in the water going, and my listeners and my crew are like, man, this is hot, trying to keep our feet off the bottom. Let's get out of here. And we're trying to climb out. But have you ever seen a bunch of lobsters or crawdads thrown live into water or crabs? When one starts trying, that's how you do it. You put them in the cold water, turn it on. And as things start to happen, they start moving their feet. And one will go over to try to climb out. Instead of using each other to get out, others will walk over and grab them when they try to leave. And you ain't going nowhere. And that's exactly what all these neocons and liberals and the rest of them are doing. I'm saying, man, let's get out of here. This is starting to boil. And they're like, you ain't going nowhere. Just grabbing me by the leg. And I'm like, stop it, you idiot. The crab looks at me up out of the water with a bubble starting to form and says, we're all going to roast. Because people love the status quo. Well, the status quo is just headlong off a cliff. Headlong off a cliff, right into pure evil. Right into a big bucket of snakes. Big old vat of cobras. Worse than a big, giant vat of cobras. A lot of times, cobras might not even be in the mood to bite you. Like a big old bucket of sulfuric acid, more like it. It's always in the mood to eat your flesh right off the bones. I mean, governments killed, according to the University of Hawaii, there's other studies that are even higher, non-military deaths. I'm going to say it again. Non-military deaths. Non-military deaths. 162 million people exterminated by authoritarian governments in the 20th century. 262 million. And I read ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, 60 Minutes, MSNBC, Nightline. All of them have attacked yours truly, saying I'm an extremist because I am concerned about the government and say we better keep them under control. Well, I'm in good company, ladies and gentlemen, with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Frederick Douglass after him. The list goes on and on. You have to be in a coma to not know we are mayday, 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 emergency situation, red alert. Let's go ahead. I said I'd go to this clip. Here is Obama. Oh, it's only 80,000 illegals. It's illegal for him to do this. Oh, it's children, though. Oh, the ATF is just going to ban some shotguns if you can bottom load clips into them. You know, they said that last year but had to back off. Because they said, well, now that we're allowed to do rulemaking outside of Congress because Obama says so, the guy that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, we're going to have some new laws. They're not laws, but we just say so. All bottom-loading shotguns will be banned. And the NRA, again, a few months ago in a Washington Times article, normally very milquetoast, very conservative, said, yes, he does plan to ban all semi-autos in the next administration. Let me just give the police and military a newsflash. You can arrest a few old men or whatever who don't know you're coming for them and make an example out of them when they don't turn their guns in. All that's going to do is make everybody dig in and get ready. It is a death sentence once this starts for anyone that tries to go get the guns. And the globalists know that when they give you the order. So just remember that. And I don't get any thrill or, ooh, we're going to have our revolution thinking about cannon fodder that Henry Kissinger calls dumb animals having a war with you. I don't think you're a dumb animal. I think military and police are smart enough to understand what's happening here and realize that we've got criminals running everything and that you better start saying no in the military and the police and everywhere else. Our country has been hijacked. We've been taken over. We've been usurped. Collaborators are in control. You know, people think that Hitler beat the French in 2 weeks. The Maginot Line failed. It all failed in the Blitzkrieg. Not because the German military was even that formidable. Notice what happened when they finally tried fighting the Russians. Russians just said, come on in 500 miles and see what happens. It was that the Vichy French, over 80% of the French general staff, just like the Iraqis stood down in 2003, they'd already been paid off. They were given the country. That's why Hitler could turret 2 weeks into the war, go to Paris. And the French were lined up to see him and were told, you don't line up, you get in trouble. Just like North Korea. That's what we got. We've got Vichy government. They've already signed us over, folks. They sold us out. That's why Congress can have the generals in there with their eyes all crazed, gleaming at Congress. Just 10 years ago, the generals were respectful. They walk into Congress now, and they know, they go, hey, we got all the dirt on you. You sit down. You shut up. Is that understood, punks? Now, here's Obama. This video's up at Infowars.com, and Curt Nemo's article. In his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution-violating dictator. Here is Obama saying he couldn't do what he's now doing with the military, with illegals, with guns, with everything. We have a rogue president, but the bankers have given him this power. Just getting rid of him won't fix it. Here it is.
Yeah, we've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, but this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along.
That's OA.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
It's 2011.
We can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will.
So from 08 to 2011, total change.
I told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without it?
And that's from the Words Matter 2012. WordsMatter2012.com does some good work over there. And there's a lot of other compilations of that. Let's play that whole thing one more time for people. Here he is in 08 saying Bush was doing this. And by the way, nothing compared to this. Actually, he went to Congress for war and all the rest of it. Didn't mean the war was legal or lawful. Doing whatever he wants. Bush is wrong. And then later saying, well, I need Congress to act, but I can't. And saying, hey, we'll just do whatever we want. And ladies and gentlemen, he's shutting down power plants, he's going after guns, he's getting rid of our border, he's launching wars, he's signing us onto UN treaties. Obama came out Friday and said he may sign an executive order and say it ratifies the small arms treaty of UNIDIR that calls for the complete abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. The treaty was first began to be ratified in July of 2000. 12 years later, Obama says he'll just sign it and then try to march the ATF up against us. Let's go back to that clip. Here it is.
Yeah, we've got a government designed by the founders so that there'd be checks and balances. You don't want a president who's too powerful, but this is part of the whole theory of George Bush that he can make laws as he's going along. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. We can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will. And I've told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without it?
All right. And there's a lot more of those. We're going to go to break and come back and get to some calls. And then later in the next hour, I'll get into the geopolitical news. The QE3 news is off the charts. That means hyperinflation. Incredible nanny state. The feminists want you to sit while urinating if you're a man. Banning children photographing their filthy school lunches. Total bizarre police state activity. Secret military mini shuttle landing off California. Microphones hidden in airports. We'll be right back. Stay with us. What's happening in this country is unprecedented. Alex Jones back here live. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Coming up, Euro crisis is far from over, stock analysts warn AP. Oh, yeah, just as soon as the bankers get hundreds of billions more, and then hundreds of billions more, and then trillions, it's always, we need more, more, more. We need all these countries to install. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan people. Business Insider reporting, Goldman QE3 coming next week. Do you know what that means? That means inflation, probably hyperinflation. Proposed international trade rules would give corporations the power to overrule governments. I mean, it's just, look, we're being totally overrun. Because the average person is in a television fantasy land. You go sit in a restaurant, all you hear adults talking about is their favorite TV show. And again, I don't say that in a judgmental way, like I'm into politics, I'm smarter than you. No, it's like this is life and death, you little idiots, you little monkeys. Stop acting like slaves or you will be them. I can't imagine what the collapse of the globalist or engineering is going to look like with all these spoiled, rotten people. I cannot even imagine how hellish this is going to be. And I've always tried to have a good outlook on things that we can reverse stuff. But let me tell you, the New World Order is moving at hyper speed. We're going to go to John, Ed, Carl, Willie, Mark, and others. John in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for getting my call. I got the Time Life disasters that shook the world. And it's got Fukushima in it, and there is no 9/11 or Oklahoma in here.
You know, I actually bought that. Well, that's because the disasters is like, I think it's something happened, it's an accident or something that happened, you know, made by nature. I actually bought that magazine a few months ago and I meant to do a shoot with it where I showed governments killing hundreds of millions. Government is the biggest disaster.
Yes, it is. But Oklahoma and 9/11 not in here. If they're successful in this coup, and we try to tell the kids later on how they got away with everything, and we explain 9/11 and Oklahoma to them, they're going, oh, man, that didn't happen. Time Life wouldn't lie to us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we don't win, they'll say, you could never buy vitamin C at the store. Women never breastfed. People never live past 30. That's a conspiracy theory.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory the way I see it. God bless you for all you've done.
Sir, please, don't thank me. I want to thank you. Take care. Hey, what do you think of Obama becoming a dictator?
I wish Ron Paul hadn't pulled what he pulled, because I was at the Chico State Ron Paul rally.
Yeah.
And I stood behind the media platform, and the whole time, Channel 7 News had their camera pointed away from Ron Paul until I mentioned to a bunch of people in the crowd, look how much news we're going to get about Mr. Ron Paul. They ain't even pointing the camera at him. And I got a dirty look from the film crew.
Well, that's because the average coward at media only does what they're told. And so they revel in being part of the system. They think they're on the winning team because they distort things. The average reporter out there, so I talk to a lot of them, they get off on deceiving people. They like the fact that the public's dumb. It makes it very easy for them, and that's their little secret power is that they're there shaping and crafting and manipulating. Instead of wanting to unlock minds, unleash human potential, instead of wanting people to see the truth, have the electricity of discovery in their eyes, they love the dull, ignorant, cow-like state. The predators love that because they can feed on everybody. Well, you know what? I don't want my children growing up with a bunch of cattle, a bunch of drooling idiots. I want to lift everybody up. I want humans to be electric and powerful and real and explosive and dynamic. Not a bunch of nanny state men sitting on the toilet to urinate, women ruling over the men, cancer viruses injected to us, you know, world government drones flying around. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Apple's iOS 6 includes government alerts, forcing you to get all the government announcements. Told you that was coming. In his own words, Obama says he's a Constitution-violating dictator, Kurt Nemo article. Irish politicians grill finance minister over Bilderberg meeting attendance, Steve Watson. We're going to be breaking it all down coming up. Let's go to your calls, back to your calls. I hope some of these callers are concerned about Obama saying, I can launch wars, I can get rid of borders, I can legalize whoever I want to vote for me. I can shut down your local power plant. I mean, is there anything we won't put up with? Is anybody concerned about that? 800-259-9231. Ed in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I thought you guys were going to be at the Hilton, the Dulles Hilton. So I got a room there, and I closed the bar, the Cardinal Lounge there, with drinking with an undercover Marine. And we were talking about you. You were the guy that snuck into the woods. That's how they refer about you. And, you know, it came out. You know, at first he didn't tell me he was undercover Marine, but it came out. And he was wearing a $4,000 Omega watch. And I looked it up on the internet, and it's a James Bond version watch. What's a Marine who gets paid like $35,000 a year wearing a $4,000 watch? What's up with that?
They run narcotics. Those guys work in diplomatic detail, so they turn a blind eye, at least little kids, women getting run. That's all over the news. Narcotics, 40-something billion in giant pallets that were flown into Iraq. Privates got $30,000. Colonels got $2-4 million, all to corrupt them. And, yeah, every hotel in that area, I don't know why you say you thought I'd be at that hotel. I never said what hotel I was going to be at. We actually stayed at two, and we would never decide where to stay until the last minute, so they couldn't break into our room and get everything. We kept changing rooms and stuff because we've been broken into before. And, yeah, there's just plainclothes Marines everywhere. And they were coming up saying, hey, let's blow stuff up again this year, not to me but to others, so they could put out a fake bomb threat, but nobody took the bait from them. And, I mean, what a James Bond. He's sitting there. And then later admitted he was an undercover Marine spying on his enemy, the American people?
Yeah. Well, another agent, an older guy who worked for another agency, I guess, he goes, oh, is that watch? He broke into our conversation. He goes, is that the Omega watch? And he asked him, he goes, yeah, I'm undercover. He goes, I'm a Marine. And he asked him what branch or what thing. He goes, corrections. He said corrections.
All right, buddy. Well, here's the deal. Did you call in about anything, or why didn't you shoot video of these undercover guys? I mean, what's the point?
I was sitting at the bar drinking with them.
No, I understand that. You told us that. So that's the point of the call?
Excuse me?
Are you drinking now?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, Ed. I really do. I was trying to get to the point of your phone call, but I guess you're just saying you hung out with some plainclothes Marines. Well, we have footage of the Marines with their Marine Corps license plates driving in and out. They were there 4 years ago when we covered it, and they're assigned to the State Department. And not your average Marine, but these Marines, because they're part of the house slave Marines, they get to be around the world leaders. So they'd shake their head at us. They would come out and say they wanted to shake my hand and then try to crush my hand and really acted like mentally ill children. And so, hey, good guys, take all the shots the military wants to give you and be part of what you are and enjoy yourselves. Okay, you're on the winning team. America's collapsing. The drugs are being shipped in. We're a worldwide joke by design, and you get to target your enemy, the American people. Don't worry. Mission complete. America's done. But we could always restore the republic, and I know that upsets you because you worship the Chinese American flag.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to another hour of worldwide transmission as we attempt to wake up humanity to the out-of-control criminality that's taken over government and many top corporations that live off government monopoly and centralization. We're going to be taking your calls throughout this hour, interspersed with very important news into the next hour. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. It is, of course, Monday, the 18th day of June 2012. And coming up, in his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution-violating dictator. He says the UN runs our military. He says he'll legalize illegal aliens without congressional approval, even though a few years ago he said that was illegal on videotape. We're going to be playing again. All of this is happening. And, yep, we told folks about this a long time ago. Apple iOS 6, and so do all the new smartphone stuff coming out, mandates government alerts, text alerts, video alerts. Obama, your gracious leader. So it's not just at Walmart now with the telescreens with big sis saying, trust no one but government. Now the president will be breaking in, and it says it will cut off your phone calls or whatever you were doing because government is going to force its way in front of you. Presidential alerts to be mandatory for all cell phone users. Apple eagerly awaited the iOS 6 update for iPhones and iPads will include controversial government alerts that some fear are part of the federal government's takeover of communications networks. Some fear? I mean, they admit that's the plan. I would just add, Watson, that we have warned as part of a takeover of communications networks with a bunch of links to where we've said that 10 years ago and a year ago. I mean, in compliance with the National Alert Program, the WEA will be coming to Apple devices that will run on the new OS once it arrives this fall. The iOS 6 compatible devices include iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPod Touch 4G, iPad 2, and the new iPad. This means that users with older iPhones will be able to receive WEA messages once they upgrade their handset to the new mobile phone software. The federal government is keen to implement a centralized system of control over all communications with last year's announcement that all cell phones will be required to comply with the PLAN program. Personal Localized Alerting Network. Yeah, the local threat fusion center, too, will pop up. In California, they say they want to have the license plates be a TV screen that will pop up, you know, when you're wanted. You know, you run from the CPS, they're going to take your kid because you didn't vaccinate. You're going to be, they're going to call you a kidnapper. They already do, but it'll be on billboards everywhere. And good little citizens will get a little credit added to their little card when they report you. The freedom of it all. And that night, you will be machine gunned off the road and your child will be with the dungeon keepers. Although users can opt out of receiving the alerts from FEMA and the Amber Alert program, messages directly from the president, oh, the guy that ships guns into Mexico and legalizes illegals, will be mandatory. Mandatory messages from Der Führer. Consumers will have the option to block all plan alerts except for those issued by the president, the LA Times reported. The thought of cell phone users being forcibly targeted with text messages from Barack Obama during the election season will obviously stoke concerns that the emergency alert system could be exploited. I'm going to have, it goes on and on, I'm going to have Aaron or Kurt Nemo here in the office add my video from, like, what, the last one? It was like a year ago. President to seize control of communications. Guys, search that. What was the name of my video? Here, I'll do it. Watch this. Let me see this. FEMA. FEMA to take over communications. And I had links to all the documents, but of course, here it is. Yep. FEMA communication takeover test scheduled. FEMA communication takeover test. There's my videos. And that was from last October. And there's a video that goes along with it that is so very important where I break that down. People need to understand the full import of what this means. We'll be getting more into that after I go to some phone calls. Let's go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to Carl, and then we're going to go to Mark, Willie, Doug, Oz, and others. Let's talk to Carl in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, noon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
First off, I am no longer an active duty disabled Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. You asked a question earlier about what can we do? The fat idiot in D.C. decides to declare martial law between now and November, we go to war. If he gets reelected, we go to war. And he can have his little 100,000 Russians and 100,000 Chinese. There are millions of us vets who refuse to roll over for that individual and his gang of criminals.
Okay, now as bad as Obama is, and I agree with you, he's the worst president ever, what about Mitt Romney? If they put Mitt Romney in, they cement all their globalist gains. He just pays lip service to libertarians and conservatives and keeps moving ahead with the agenda. But I get the point of, I might as well still just get rid of Obama because the change up in management might slow him down.
Well, he's walking a thin line right now by declaring himself a constitutional dictator. And as far as Romney, he's just Obama light. First time he steps out of line, he will need to be removed, just like that idiot we got in D.C. now.
What do you make? Because, I mean, I understand your fine line point. I think they went over it. I mean, it's saying the U.N. and NATO runs the military, shutting down power plants, ATF saying they can make rules without law, and now saying the illegal aliens, he's going to legalize them when he said a year ago he couldn't do it under the law. I mean, this is treason.
Yes, it is. And when they had the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff sitting behind Panetta, when he declared his treasonous activities, along with the presidents in front of the Senate, they should have immediately been arrested, all of them.
Well, that's what the law says. But the law says you can't have drones with weapons above us. The law says you can't have the CIA operating domestically. The law says you can't have foreign banks and the Chinese government owning our fake debt that they induced us and signed us on to. You know, all day they tell you, we owe $15 trillion. Folks, we've signed on to $600-plus trillion of the $1.5 quadrillion of the banker debt. $15 trillion is nothing. We're not even in debt. Everything is about how we're in debt and how we're bad and how we don't work enough. You got two Americas. You got people working their hind ends off, and you got lazy people. But still, we're not in debt as a nation because of the lazy people that are just there to be voters for the big government. I mean, it's so incredible. This is not our debt. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Yeah, that's the thing. The American people are buying guns. They're digging in. They're getting ready for war. But we need to also be out there in the info war with signs on the street corners, putting up bumper stickers, calling into talk radio, calling Congress, making as big a noise as we can to avert this physical situation. Because the globalists want us all to kill each other. I'm telling you, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Willie in Nevada. Willie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Wiley. Hey, buddy. Sorry, Wiley. Go ahead.
No problem. I've been thinking about this there's a very simple solution to this. The problem is that most Americans have no more faith in Congress because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is representing us. I mean, why can't we put in a system so that when people would actually set up a voter registration, set up, go online, put it in, and the representatives would just have to vote for what the majority says? I mean, the problem is we're giving them choice to not do what we ask. I mean,
well, look, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The government's trying to legalize all the illegals because they're told, hey, vote to ban the guns, you'll get more welfare checks. So,
the people, if the people stand up and finally say enough is enough, you're going to start listening to us. You're going to start doing what you're supposed to be doing and do what we are telling you to do.
Listen, we've been telling them to follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights. All those constitutional positions are very popular. People demanded them. The government instead is building armored bases, giant tanks, drones, and weapons. They've heard that we don't like them. They know we hate them. And their answer is militarize against us. Do you understand that?
Oh, no, I totally understand that, Alex. But my thing is that if enough people get together to make something else possible, the problem is everybody's, there's nobody that is deciding on what to do. They all have no more faith, so they're deciding to do nothing.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. We're all busting our hind ends. I mean, we tried to use Ron Paul as a vehicle to at least educate people about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. We had a lot of success there. Then we got horrified to see them saying, we'll just join with the Republican Party. But I understand why they did that. It's a process. But as a people, we have to recognize just how illegitimate and morally bankrupt the federal government is. It's that realization. We can say, well, nobody's getting together. Because through the mass media, through the globalist operations, they've divided everybody. Let's go another call here. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Got 1 minute, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, as you yourself have said, there's only one silver bullet in this situation. And that is a national repentance, and that means out in public. I believe you've even gone so far as to say we should go out in public along the lines of Nineveh to do this. You're the Alex, you're the only one who can actually organize such a thing as this in reality with your social networking website as well as your show. It can be done, and I'm just going to leave it up to you as to whether you want to take it on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. No, listen, I hear you. I'm going to have to not do the nightly news again for the whole week just to try to finish the last contest, hire reporters, and just try to organize things around here. I mean, I can't get basic equipment to work. I reach tens of millions of people, but I can barely run my own life, okay, and run this media operation. Yes. We're in the shape we're in because we are a decadent, demonic population, on average. And the average person is in a trance.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this broadcast is certainly the T-Rex of real talk. Unscripted, real analysis, and a lot of days just pure anger. You know, you heard me telling the last caller when he brings up how we need to repent as a society. Then I go into a rant about I can't do anymore. I understand the position we've got. I understand the fact that we've got a platform that's one of the biggest out there to reach the population that's alternative. I mean, what is there? Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, that's about it. And Glenn Beck always makes jokes about Bilderberg and key stuff. You know, he's cynical, like a barracuda. Not trying to bash the guy. He does some good. Matt Drudge is great. There's Infowars.com. And Infowars.com is the only hardcore thing out there that can actually reach some people. But just reaching people, I'm trying to grow to the next level. But I'm always so busy doing the radio show, the nightly news, dealing with everything else, that I've bitten off more than I can chew. I mean, you even take Glenn Beck TV. They probably only do TV a few times a week. We do it five nights a week. And then I do the Sunday radio show. Most weeks that's live. And I do all, and I'm not complaining. I want to do more. But I've got to spend time trying to manage people and tell them what I want. And you know, basic equipment upgrades. And I've got 600 plus videos. Everybody's like, well, when is the contest going to get judged for the new female reporter and male reporter, $10,000 in prizes? It's going to get judged this week because there's not going to be a nightly news. We're going to be on hiatus again, which I don't want to do very often, because I've got to stop to do everything else so I can sit here and say, this one goes here, that one goes there. So I can sit there and actually judge it. And so, and I'm not complaining. There's planetinfowars.com. It's got a lot of members. We're working the bugs out on that social network. Help you go there, meet people, whether it's for camping, shooting, getting politically organized, dating, planetinfowars.com. I am trying on every front to do more. We went up to Bilderberg, had a big effect. It was in hundreds of newspapers worldwide, a bunch here domestically, reached a bunch of people. But again, I can't do everything. I'll guarantee you, if our listeners, and I'm not even saying do this, or if you did it, do it on the side of your barn in legal, lawful areas, or go out and find a business that's, if you knocked on 20 business doors, you'd find one that was a listener. Spray paint Infowars.com, giant, all over the side of a business that authorizes it. God forbid you go big, pylons under highways and spray paint it there. God forbid up on Mopac, Central Mopac, where you go over that hill before Skyway and all that, and there's those big highway dividers they've got sitting there. God forbid somebody spray paint Infowars.com, giant right there. You know what would happen if people, listeners in every city today, spray painted Infowars.com in legal, lawful areas, and then called the news media about it? There'd be hundreds of news events, and right there would just be an example. Why did I do the Obama Joker poster contest? That ended up being in hundreds of newspapers, hundreds, and I don't know, 40, 50 TV stations. And because the media would always come out and say, arrest whoever is hanging up little Joker posters. And I said, hang them up in legal, lawful areas. And then that would backfire and more people would put more of them up. We're going to do that again. In fact, I'm announcing the initiative. We're going to have a $10,000 prize. I wanted to finish the next contest, but I will start tomorrow. You'll start seeing out of 600 or so, the top 50 finalists, because I want to see what your comments are and some things. And the next few weeks, we will get that announced. I'll set a deadline. I will announce the winner next Thursday. Next Thursday, we will announce the male and female winner of that. Okay, so there, I've put myself in the position. I mean, I've got to not do the nightly news to do this. I've taken on more than I can do, which is a good thing. I decided to pull the trigger on trying to launch that newspaper by September. I'm going to try everything here. The nightly news just takes up like 3-4 hours a day. It's killing me. That's why I have Aaron doing a great job, McBreen sometimes, but I'm trying to do all these other videos. I'm not complaining. I'm just doing everything I can. I'm doing everything I can to get this country out of a coma. And people are in comas. They just walk around like jellyfish all day. I can tell somebody that watches TV all day versus somebody that doesn't. People just don't take things serious because they sit there watching stuff all day. And so they think of everything as something you watch, not something you do. So, yes, I am recommitting to do everything I can. And we will. We will, by sometime next week, launch a contest. You'll only have 2 weeks with it because we don't have time anymore. $10,000 on whoever hangs up and videotapes the most. Obama is a Nazi piece of trash dictator. Signs, communist, whatever you want to call him, a piece of trash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know, the big story is that Obama, whether it's our military under NATO, UN command, Congress told they don't have a say anymore, and Congress going along with that, or whether it's Bill Maher saying that if you post a photo of a black person on your website when they're in the news, you're a racist. I'm not kidding. That's coming up. That's like when they said, if you're against socialist health care, you're a racist. I mean, it's just a pure weapon that's used. Big blow-ups in Egypt, Syria, with Russia, you name it. Russia has confirmed they're sending warships and troops. The West is sending in Al-Qaeda. Again, I'm not a fan of the Russians, but Al-Qaeda? I mean, our country is run by the bad guys. I mean, they're so bad, they make the Russians look good. That's the point we've gotten to. Are the Russians shipping guns into Mexico? Are the Russians trying to bankrupt our country? Are the Russians putting drones in the sky? Are the Russians putting in smart meters that control our houses and banning popcorn in New York? No! If they were doing one-tenth of it, I would absolutely hate them. They're not. Now they're threatening to nuke Western Europe if the West continues to roll weapons in. Let me tell you, these bankers will end up just like Hitler going too far, ladies and gentlemen. I keep going back to the Hitler analogy because it's a great example of somebody getting out of control. All right, I'm going to try to rampage through your calls here in a moment. Another issue, people ask me how to get prepared. We should get prepared. Because if we get prepared enough, the globalists may actually back off. Plus, if society continues to go in the direction it is, we all need to be ready. You can go to InfoWars.com. We have the best gravity-fed filters, bar none, ProPure, at the lowest price they are anywhere. And if you use the product code WATER at checkout, you get 10% off any of the ProPure family of gravity-fed stainless steel filters. No BPA like their leading competitors. Just an amazing system. ProPure, available at InfoWarsShop.com or link through the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, InfoWarsShop.com. And also, None Dare Call a Conspiracy is back in print, the book that woke yours truly up. That's available at InfoWarsShop.com along with Tragedy and Hope and other great films like A Noble Lie. Huge library, videos, books, T-shirts, and all of your purchases make this transmission and what we're trying to do here possible. We also carry the Life Straw because in my own research, I found the best field water filter, very lightweight. And you can take swamp water and make it safe to drink. Life Straws are discounted. You get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with every purchase at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. All right, let's go to Doug in Illinois. Doug, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Oh, man, I am just absolutely freaked out and upset. It's all coming true. Government takeovers of communications with government announcements, jumbo screens, tattletale squads, CIA checkpoints. Was that rhetorical, asking me how I'm doing? Just Obama announcing he's got dictator powers. The Republicans are saying hardly anything. I mean, what do you say?
Well, you mentioned earlier you were hoping some people would call in with some concern about Obama. And absolutely, I'm concerned about everything he's doing. And as odd as it sounds, something that could even concern me even more is the fact that, you know, people in general just don't seem to care or think that it's an issue whatsoever. They are in a coma, you know, a pop culture trendy coma.
What do you do about that?
Well, I'll tell you what, and to follow up with something else that you did say here a little while ago, you guys, you and your team are without a doubt obviously busting your humps, and I think thousands of us, individuals, you know, out on the street locally, are doing what we can. I've got a little YouTube channel. I've got all of your different stickers going up on street pole signs here and there around my town. And I know, like I said, thousands of others are doing what they can. Forward progress is being made. I do truly believe that. I just hope it's enough, you know, when the day comes. Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Look. It's time for banner hangs. It's time. I'm going to develop a basic poster design. In fact, everybody start sending it to showtips at InfoWars.com or create a new group at PlanetInfoWars.com where everybody can send in their poster idea that exposes Obama as a dictator and as the government as a criminal enterprise as a whole. And I think it should probably, even though it's been overused, it will get through to everybody. I think it will be Obama with a mustache. I mean, I think that's it. In fact, no. I mean, people can send in their suggestions, maybe text-wise, but I think it's going to be Obama's face with a mustache saying traitor scum or dictator scum. That's it. Hey, guys, Tim, will you come in here real quick, please, brother? Come on in here. I want to have, we're about to hire another graphics person as well because our two are so overworked. I need the classic Obama photograph where it's kind of like Big Brother, his face straight on, posterize it or whatever. And I want a Hitler mustache and I want it to say dictator scum, dictator then scum, his face, Infowars.com on the bottom. And we don't have time for this. Phase one, there'll be two prizes, $5,000 for whoever hangs the most of them up in legal, lawful places by and shoots video of it and puts it up on YouTube by this Friday. Then there'll be phase two. Next week, whoever hangs up the most in legal and lawful areas everywhere and videotapes it and puts it on YouTube, $10,000. All right? Here's the deal, because I started thinking about it. They could kill me or arrest me anytime. We've got to use these powerful patriots who are ready to fight now, because the media, even though the memo is going to go out, it's going to take the bait on this. And they're going to attack the First Amendment, and then others are going to do it. They won't be able to help themselves. In fact, I shouldn't even explain how they do it right now. They'll try to block us, but it doesn't matter. I want, dictator scum, Obama's face with a Hitler mustache, Infowars.com. How's that sound? Let's see how they like that. Okay, I mean, folks, you ready right now? And it is even the money just makes it fun. It's whoever hangs up the most in legal, lawful areas, and whoever, and then you shoot a video of it, and then you email it to contest@Infowars.com. It's got to be into me by Friday night. And we will get the poster up by the end of the day. It's a new contest, and I'll get the other one judged and done by next Thursday. But, I mean, this is going to be powerful. What do you think of that idea?
I think that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Because I'm tired of just sitting here desperately. I'm tired of just watching him do all this. He is a dictator scum or dictator traitor, dictator filth, and it's perfect putting a mustache on it because they'll spin it to say we're being racist. Oh, really? We're saying a Nazi's bad who's white. Again, this color stuff means nothing, folks. They use that as a distraction to get us against each other. I mean, Obama is pure evil, pure, unadulterated, crystalline evil. Who he represents, what he does, he is. Anything else, sir?
Just one more quick little request. I'd love to do a loud battle roar with you right here. On air.
Let's do it.
All right.
One, I don't have much voice left. I can't do too much. People think, I appreciate your call, my brother. People are like, one time a radio consultant wanted to come visit with me, a big national radio consultant. And he's like, Alex, I really enjoy the show over the years. But I kind of like the voice you were doing like 4 or 5 years ago. Now it just sounds so scratchy. And I'm like, what, you think I have a fake radio voice? Well, what do you think? I try to sound like a toad? I mean, if I focus right now and try to speak, like this, I cannot sound too deep. But if I just start talking, I've fried my voice screaming and bullhorning and doing all this radio and TV. I mean, okay, that's what's happening here. But I just really can't roar and scream anymore. I say that I did it probably 25 hours at Bilderberg over 4 days. And then you see that video where I'm with Tarpa, and they're like, Jones is drunk, I'm sure of it. I actually had two glasses of wine, but more like tired. And I was like, very nice, Tarpley, that's good. I mean, my voice, like you've heard cheerleaders after the football game, they sound like Marine Corps drill sergeants. My voice is fried. Let's go ahead and talk to Oz in Texas. Oz, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings from Fredericksburg, Texas. How are you doing, Atlas Jones?
I don't know about that. If I'm Atlas, we're in trouble. You guys are Atlas. All of us together with the idea of freedom and justice, we are Atlas.
Yes, absolutely. I have some rapid-fire stuff for you here real quick. Planet InfoWars, tell everybody it's beta. No one's censoring them, okay? Just back up your stuff and repost it. Okay. Second thing, you've been talking a lot of nanotech lately. Type in Google, IVN space DX. See what you get. It's the New World Order shopping list. It's incredible. There's a PDF that goes with it.
Hold on, let's go back to Planet InfoWars, and then we'll go to your next point. I told people it's beta, and it's got hundreds of thousands of people on it, 20,000 with profiles or 22,000, and it's we've got consultants in here. We're trying to make it work. That's why I'm not promoting it too much, because I want to make sure it's – I mean, we've already had this happen once before, And yeah, people get their page erased or there's a problem. And then I get all these calls and emails and texts. Hey, you're erasing this. What was your site about? And it was about the Second Amendment. And I walk in the back and they go, no, it's erasing things. And then or like a backup server goes down. See, when you have a big site with a lot of traffic, but also a lot of stuff going on it, I'm not an IT person, but this is how it's been explained. You've got different types of servers. Like part of it can be on cloud servers, other stuff on CDN, but you've got to have original, command systems on, server farms themselves. And so you've got to break that up. And so when a server goes down, then part of the site goes away, but some of the site's still there. I don't know how to explain that. And so, people will come in and sometimes comment on InfoWars, and they don't see their comment for like 10 minutes because the caching server's behind, and they think, my gosh, I've been censored. What in the? And they'll post 10 times griping about it, and then later it comes up, and you see their 10 posts complaining. They're like, oh, look, after I complained, they went ahead and put it through. This is an example of YouTube censoring. They do censor, but not in the way people think. Always when a new video goes up, it says 301 views, 305 views. That's when you first upload. It's on one server from folks I've talked to inside YouTube. Then once it goes past that level, it caches to other servers. Then they run a program to see what all the different views were, and it integrates it together. And that's why sometimes it takes a day to update. People all think that is censorship. No. That's not what's happening. So again, Planet InfoWars is there. But listen, there's going to be trolls that complain about everything. That's what they do. That's their job. And you're not going to convince them, and they're not going to listen because they don't care. So it's a non-issue. It's in beta. They don't know what beta means. But overall, I think the site's doing good. What do you think of PlanetInfoWars.com?
I love it. I use it all the time. My only mistake is I don't back up my work, and I post stuff on the fly. And then when I lose it, I have to go redo my research. But that's my bad. So hold on.
They're talking to me real quick. Hold on. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear over you and them talking to me. What was that, John? That group we just showed is a good place for everyone to send. Are you on air right now? No. Yeah. Remember, we went through a whole deal. I want to be able to have it. You guys never get in the habit of knowing how to do it. It's kind of a Byzantine thing for you guys to put yourselves on air. I want you guys to get on air enough where you know how to put yourselves on air, so that it's not like a big rocket science deal every time you do. So we're going to put the caller on hold, long as this takes, because what happens is they're always talking to me and stuff, and then it doesn't make any sense on air, and it breaks up my whole flow, and then nobody's on air. Can we put him on air now? Nope, can't hear him. This is what I'm talking about right here. I mean, this should not be a big deal. So we're just going to sit here until this happens. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just don't talk to me anymore, okay? Obviously, that's not going to work, okay? Thank you. Going back to the caller. Go ahead, sir.
All right, the IVNDX, it's the nanotechnology of the future. It's the 2045 thing. It's right there. It's a PDF. It's a government document, DARPA. It's in your face.
No, I know. That's why I'm going crazy. We have evil in control, building an evil system. It's taking us to an evil place, period. The proof is now overwhelming. Tell us about the DARPA document again.
Okay, well, basically what it says is that we want to develop nanites that we can inject in our soldiers so that when they go out in the field, we can see where the radiological attacks are. We can see what the radiation levels are. We can see what all this stuff is, and their little nanites will send sensors back, and it just turns them into lemurs. I mean, you're basically going to turn our troops into little Geiger counters.
No, they've gone from saying we'll never put chips into you to putting chips in troops. Officers and others about 5-6 years ago, we know it began, and to now admitting they're testing drugs on them, vaccines on them, and yes, we did a report where they said they're going to inject these nanotech in the troops and are already testing it. There's already nanotech in a lot of the food, manufacturing processes. It's all happening right now. And it's total dehumanization ahead of there not even being humans in combat. It's going to be all robots with the globalists controlling it, with robots working on robots. That's the checkmate for the New World Order. That's what they're moving towards right now. And they don't care that we know. They're already soft killing us. They're already moving forward. Now, I'd seen that article Paul did about a month ago and I'd seen documents previous to that, but what's the specific document you were talking about?
IVN, and then you put a space in DX in Google, and it'll come up. It's a DARPA document, and basically what it is a bid list, and what they're doing, it's an open call.
Wait, all I do is put in, hold on a minute, I've seen the nanotech reports, IVN.DX?
No, IVN space DX.
Space DX?
D as in David, X.
All right. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
In vivo nano sensors for diagnostics, and it's FBO.gov. Yeah, it's. I hadn't seen this one, but yeah, they say they're already testing this stuff on the troops, and it goes right through the blood-brain barrier. And again, the globalists say their big revolution's bioweapon as well are these nanobots that are really genetically engineered, basically computer viruses for the brain. And that's all a virus is an unliving piece of data that programs cells that go in and eat certain areas of your brain, and they're advertised that you'll never be upset again because, yeah, you're going to be a zombie. It's DARPA-BAA-12.33 document. Yep, there it is. Quite loving nanotech for the troops, and then use them out in the radiation. It's like, you know, my dad asked a professor once, he said, why don't they use monkeys for nuclear testing? Why do they use troops? And the professor said, because troops are cheaper than monkeys. All right. Anything else, sir?
Graveliners going out of Fredericksburg yesterday.
You saw what?
2 18-wheelers full of graveliners going out of Fredericksburg yesterday.
Wow.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we've got to remember here at InfoWars not to over-rev our engines and go 12,000 RPMs and throw a rod. We got people in there setting up new studios, stringing lights, the crew running around hooking stuff up. We are moving forward, but we all can feel the energy of tyranny and the energy of liberty challenging each other. The energy of freedom versus the energy of evil. Good versus evil. And everybody can feel it. I mean, if you're awake, it's electric. And then you look at people who are in a zombie state. Well, it's up to us to shake them out of it. It's up to us to make such statements that it brings them to their knees. The Second Amendment's one area we've been winning. The fact that millions of guns are being sold a month and in questionnaires people say it's because we don't trust the government is a serious vote against their arms build up against us for a balance of power. It's a major vote that people all over the country are doing open carry. There were people all over the place open carry with firearms on their sides at Bilderberg. And that really got the system's attention. All the announcements of spying and drones, it's to intimidate you. We don't want violence, but there is that check there that if government that's killed 262 million people last century thinks it's going to do it without being resisted, they're wrong. And we're not just going to, I'm not even going to get into it. The point is that the sleeping giant is waking up, and I'm running around like a piranha around here during the breaks. And we all have to remember, see, I want to do everything. It's up to you, the listeners, to start doing something. Whether it's spreading the word about the broadcast or whether it's going and doing your own local radio show, if you got to buy the time, it doesn't matter. Access TV, calling Congress, marching, starting a local newspaper, whatever it is, you better do it now. Use it or lose it. People are ready to wake up. And listen, just because 50% of the public or so are in total comas and laugh at you, they've always been in comas in history. There's always been thumbsuckers that don't care. There's always been people who aren't involved. There's always been people who won't listen. They don't count. A bunch of drooling spectators don't count. They think it's work to be informed. They think it's work to be involved. They don't understand it's the animating contest for liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. I thank my lucky stars every day. I thank God I was born free and that I woke up to this stuff. And you ought to thank God you're awake and involved. I salute all of you that love liberty. And the fact that we're so fired up and trying to find out ways to beat these people shows that we will defeat the enemy. Nathan in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say God bless you. I'll be praying for you and your family. I do get a sense that lately you've been saying, people call in, they say thank you, and you respectfully deflect it. And it finally clicked. You want us to go ahead and take this movement and just move it forward. And one thing that I think I'm going to get into is looking at the We Are Change movement and actually confronting these politicians. The question I have is, I've seen Tarpley and some other people talk about, hey, we need to go ahead and get everything politicized. We need to get an organization going. Do you have any advice on how to do that, or is there anything going on behind the scenes?
Look, you need to look. The State Department's having to run TV ads in Europe saying, come here, America's free. See, they want to shut America down and bankrupt everything, but they still want some of their tourism. But it's so horrible, no one will come. Wreck them. They want to wreck us, we wreck them. They're dictators, they're murderers, they're criminals, they're scum. Call them out. That's the political movement. Okay, our country was taken over. We got to get that message out. Okay, forget all the window dressing, brother.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take a bunch of calls in this segment, the next, and I'm news blitzing until the end of the hour if I have to cover all the news. Thank you for joining us. Obama says he'll legalize the illegal aliens, do whatever he wants. He'll ban your guns without law. He'll shut down your power plant. He'll launch wars. He's God. And the neocon media isn't even making a big deal out of it, hardly. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air, Steve. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I just wanted to say that I have a good suggestion for a theme along the lines of, you know, you're talking about the Obama Joker posters and the new one that you're coming up with. And I think the title under it should be Obamney 213, Tyranny in Overdrive. Because, you know, Obama and Romney, you've got no difference, and that's all it's going to be is the acceleration of the tyranny. So, Obamney 2013, Tyranny in Overdrive. But I also wanted to say, you had done this excellent interview last week with James Wesley Rawls, and I went to his website, survivalblog.com, and he has a link there to what happened in Waco in 93. Everybody needs to look at this. It's a two-part documentary called Waco, The Rules of Engagement. It's excellent.
Yeah, they sent in the Delta Force to murder the children as well. The order was kill them all, including one-year-old babies. With pleasure, they did.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, there's a religious aspect of that because, you know, they were a quote-unquote Christian cult. Mount Carmel, because that in the Bible in the Old Testament is where Elijah met the prophets of Baal, and the fire came down and took the sacrifice showing who the real God was. So they took that to the extreme. Okay, well, we'll just, you know, they've called it this, so we'll just make it for real, you know, as far as what we're going to do. But I wanted to say, everybody needs to look at that and just replace the name of David Koresh or Vernon Howell with your own name and your church's name with the name of Branch Davidians, because the thing is, you know, there's people, wow, you know, they were cult, they got what they deserved, blah, blah, blah.
No. The ATF on in that video, it's their own footage, they said we're going to get more funding, we picked a group, so we can then go after any churches we want. They picked it to be the rollout of a new war against the American people, and it backfired. You see, the good news is, as this stuff gets worse and worse, it's going to backfire. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, my friend.
Well, I just got so angry watching this, Alex. And the thing that really angered me the most was seeing the FBI special agent testifying before Congress, as well as these other clowns, blatantly contradicting all the expert testimony and lying through their teeth. And here they show the photos of these people, especially the children, burned to death in this fire. That's your children, folks.
And the feds started the fire. It's all on tape. And they all, and then they pose with skulls of the children and others. Very manly.
I mean, you're right. These people, they have no conscience. They get joy out of doing this stuff. And it's, these people are doing enforcers. And like you said, they're going to take their pensions. They're going to give their family cancer. But these people at the top of the pyramid, I'll tell you something, there's a place waiting for them called hell. And that's where they're going to burn for all eternity. But in the meantime, we need to stop standing down and start standing up to this tyranny, because if we don't, like you said, I mean, this isn't just about, like, the situation with Rand Paul and Ron Paul. This isn't just about a presidential election. This is about the survival of our nation and our race. And, I mean, these people are dead serious. They want to exterminate us all through their eugenics program.
Well said, Steve. Well said. All right, Nate, Randy, Doris, Chris, and others, your calls are straight ahead. 800-259-9231. And I will discipline myself. I will news blitz.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, in his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution violating dictator. We've also got other really bizarre news with the nanny state I'm going to be going over. And we'll look at the big financial news. The word is Goldman Sachs is saying QE3, quantitative easing 3, will begin in 1 week. And that will mean massively increased inflation. But right now, let's go through your calls as quickly as possible. Nate in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, good to be with you. Listen, Alex, I got to tell you, you say about how people are waking up. I've got a friend of mine who's younger than me. He's 16 years old, goes to the government re-education camps known as public school. He went on an incredible rant about just how awake he is and realizing that public schools today are a joke. And my other friend of mine, I mean, he's not a big reader of yours, but he just went on an amazing rant. I, just listening to two of my friends who are around my age, and I think, you know, college-age kids are probably the easiest to wake up. Because I get people who come up to me and they say, Nate, you post the most interesting news stories. Which generation do you think is the easiest to wake up, or, you know, easiest to wake up, would you say?
Hello? Well, your phone's pretty bad. I'm making out most of it. What was the last point? What of our generation, or what generation is the easiest to wake up?
Yeah.
I think it varies widely, but most folks, if they're older, are either already awake or they're in denial and will never wake up. So obviously young people are the group to target. But look, someone can seem like they're completely asleep, and you say things to them that make them wake up a month later, but you never talk to them again. It's all part of planting seeds. And or you can wake somebody up right there on the spot. If somebody gets angry at you, that means they're a lot closer to waking up than if they just laugh at you. And again, we don't need everybody. Some people just are stupid. Everybody is awake to a certain extent nowadays. Because so much of this agenda is out in the open. It's just, instead of denying all the tyranny, they say the tyranny is good or make excuses for it. And like you said, I'm seeing people everywhere spontaneously awaken, because the deeper the sleep, sometimes you can really come out of it quick. Anything else?
Well, first of all, you mentioned yourself, Glenn Beck and Matt Drudge, as sort of like a spearman of the alternative media. Do you know of this guy by the name of Ben Swan?
No, and I've heard that name. Somebody called in like a month ago about it.
Yeah, because he is a reporter for the local news station in Cincinnati, Ohio.
he was one of the few people to break mostly Ron Paul-centered stories, but he also reported on the NDAA.
Oh, yeah, he's a younger guy with dark hair.
Yeah, homeschooled.
Yeah, no, I've seen that fella. Yeah, there's all sorts of local people who are telling the truth and getting huge audiences. That's the thing. Local news directors are discovering, you talk about liberty and freedom, suddenly it's popular. So just from a market base, they're letting more and more people get on the air and tell the truth. Great points. Good to hear from you. Yeah, look, all of us just need to get out there and start speaking out. Let me tell you, this Obama thing is going to be big. I'm going to come up with a couple of poster designs. One of them is dictator trash or dictator scum, Obama's face with a Hitler mustache, because that'll really make the system go crazy. You got to get them real mad, like a red cape to the bull, because it's their attack that's going to get the attention. I know the White House listens. You're not going to be able to stop the local media from covering this. Okay, you're not in full control. In their zest to defend you, they will be defeated. And then Infowars.com on the bottom. But we should also do that famous poster from 96 of Tony Blair, black and white photo, black cut out across his eyes with demon eyes, and then say, dictator demon, Infowars.com. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And folks, don't wait. Make your own. Use the ones we come up with. Whoever hangs up the most. And sends them to contest at Infowars.com by Friday night. Hang them. Shoot video. Friday night. I'll announce Monday evening on the nightly news next week who the winner is. $5,000. Legal and lawful areas. And then, oh, we're not going to stop there. The next Friday, and it can be the same person, whoever does the most, but two different events, $10,000. Look, I don't want to just take the money we've accrued and do nothing with it. And people are like, $10,000. Folks, you couldn't pay $10,000 to get a local news station to do a three-minute report on you. We'll probably get 50 to 100 or more stations to cover this. This will be $1 million, $2 million in advertising for the truth. So before people say, well, that's a big prize, look, I could say just do it, the listeners would. I want to put some competition in this. I will defile your scumbag dictator. I will resist. People are like, aren't you afraid? I'm afraid of them winning. I'm afraid of not living to my full potential. I'm afraid of being a coward. I mean, listen, wild horses cannot drag me away here. We're going to the next level around here in the fight against tyranny. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the reason that I think people are they're afraid of their of the de facto government.
No. They're afraid. You should be afraid of letting them win, people. The danger is in not fighting back. The danger is in going along with this, you idiots. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, they fear the de facto government, and I went down to my local councilman, if you want to call it that. I came under such persecution and such torment that I ended up having to pay $5,000, which it was well worth it. The guy from the Daily Caller that called out Obama the other day.
Yes.
He was a patriot, and Chris Matthews on Fox News said he should never be allowed to be in the press corps again. That's what we're dealing with. People like Chris Matthews telling people what to think. He's a modern-day Pharisee.
Well, look, what I did a decade ago, confronting politicians in press conferences and getting arrested and stuff, that We Are Change has taken to the 10th level of magnitude, now is going to make people like Daily Caller that are competing with us start doing that. And that's great, because I'm not in competition with them. They think I'm in competition with them. I want them to be 10 times bigger than Infowars.com. I just want to have a future here. And that's what we need, is to stop going and having Obama shovel lies at us. It's like that congressman that called him a liar in the State of the Union. He is a big, fat liar. It's time to call him out for what they are. In fact, that's another one. Dictator liar. And show Obama with a big Pinocchio nose, Infowars.com. Dictator demon, show Obama as a demon, Infowars.com. And dictator scum or trash with a Hitler mustache, defile the trash, laugh at them, hate them, openly discuss what filth and illegitimate they are. Stop being afraid. God bless you, ma'am. Great points. You're absolutely right. It is time to stop being afraid. It is time to stop being afraid. It is time to stop being afraid. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm not afraid.
Good.
And I have two recommendations for some for guests for you to have on. If one of them is still alive, he was awesome. You've had him on before, Dr. John Coleman.
Yeah, I've wanted him back on, Coleman. Yeah, I think he's still alive. Good guy. I know he's in health problems. Yeah, the former MI6 guy. Excellent source. We'll get him on. Who else?
Media 300. I believe you had him on. You featured him in Obama Deception, Professor Griff. He's real good. I've been following him over the years.
Yeah, no, I mean, Professor Griff has plugged InfoWars to the LA Times. He's plugged Obama Deception at concerts. And then every time we're about to get him on, those guys are always busy. It's like we'll be contacted in KRS-One. Hey, KRS-One will come on. And then it never happens. And I understand being busy. I'm the same way now. It's hard to do interviews and stuff. But I would like to get Professor Griff, KRS-One on. Who else?
There's another guy that I know. I talk to all these guys personally. But I don't know if he does the political stuff so much anymore.
I got to let you go, man. You're saying, who?
I'm sorry. It was just those two. But can I make a comment real quick, Alex, why I got fired from my job for bringing up the flu shot?
Oh, really? Tell me.
A doctor? Okay. There was a doctor, and he was talking about flu shots, and I work at a treatment center, and he was extolling basically why the HPV shot was good. And he said he was going to give it to his 7-year-old boy, whether he wanted it or not. And even though I work there, I have to sit in on these lectures and I have to kind of bite my tongue. But finally, I had to say something because when he said that, I was just like, you know, I couldn't stop.
They know that it brain damages children in utero when they're pregnant. Until 4 years ago, it said don't give it. Now they try to force women who are pregnant to take the shot. It's like part of the mental illness. Now that we're giving them heat over all their evil, they're going further. They're going, really? We'll give it to pregnant women. I'm sorry. So this scumbag fired you?
So I got fired for speaking up in the middle of the lecture because I started saying that the HPV, you know, it had the virus in it, that it didn't protect anyone.
Well, you know what you
it,
do now, was- brother. And I'm sorry I griped at you. I'm just really irritable today. What you do is you go start bullhorning him once a week. You start hanging flyers up all over the area. You get aggressive. They hit us, we hit back 100 times. That's the name of the game. That's what it's all about. It's what 1776 is. We want to get hit. We want to get attacked. Give it to us. All right, News Blitz in the next segment. And I'm getting really excited about this Obama contest. Get your video shot, uploaded, of hanging out and handing out flyers in legal and lawful areas of Obama as dictators. Hitler, Mao, Stalin. But with the words dictator scum, Infowars.com on it. We're going to make some versions you're welcome to use. $5,000 will be the first round. And then next Friday, you got to have it in by next Friday, $10,000, $15,000 in prizes. I haven't even written up the exact rules yet. It'll be up after the show today. I am sick of sitting around and playing games. If every listener we've got will print these off, even if you're not going to get in the contest, and hang a bunch up around town, it is going to make the system hopping mad. Hopping mad. And when they go to our site and the media calls, we'll explain he's a dictator. He's a criminal, legalizing the illegals, the wars, all of it. Let's talk to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to share some information that I had found that I think other info warriors would appreciate. I found online on Netflix, there was a show called Ethos, Woody Harrelson, kind of like it's like a documentary. he goes over all the same stuff that you talk about, and it's kind of more like an introductory. I mean, he's a latecomer to the game, talking about the truth. But
no, I mean, I know Woody Harrelson.
In fact, last time
we were talking to him, he was ready to come on, but he's always like, when I finish this movie, I mean, I'm in a movie with him. I'm in Scanner Darkly. He's awake to a lot of things, but sure, go ahead.
He drops a couple names that I found pretty interesting. One of them is Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, the father of propaganda.
There you go. And when you know the playbook that they're using, it's a lot easier to see through their lies. So between him and Walter Lippmann, they pretty much built this whole propaganda machine. He wrote a book called Propaganda, and he developed a tool called Engineering of Consent. Basically, we are scumbag citizens, and we don't deserve the right to have a choice. We need to be influenced.
No, he's the guy that got it to change it from the Department of War to the Department of Defense. And he's the guy that got women to smoke cigarettes. He's the guy that helped break up the family. Have you seen my film Terror Storm or any of our special reports on Edward Bernays over the last decade?
I have not seen ones on Edward Bernays. I've seen the Police State and a couple other ones on YouTube, and I thought they were excellent.
Well, I'm not going, we covered Edward Bernays first. Hey, come on. No, I mean, that's where Woody Harrelson learned about all that stuff. But listen, good to hear from you, brother. Let's go to Brenda in Montana. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from the great state of Montana. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, Prison Planet TV member.
Thank you.
And I'm a little confused. I've got a question for you. With all this evidence that's out there concerning Obama's birth certificate and the fact that he was not eligible to become a president, why hasn't any, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, presidential candidate, anybody gone full bore against this dictator and get him impeached and all of his executive orders and all the rules that he's made and laws that he's helped pass, including Obamacare, will be thrown out the door?
I'll tell you why. Because Bush was involved in a fast and furious operation as well, and I predicted that when Holder got in trouble, he would use that, and he did. It wasn't hard to predict. People are like, how did you do that? Well, I mean, it's Bush was doing similar things from our sources, so Holder's going to know about that. They all, each administration that leaves has the files on everybody. And so the Clintons have the files on Bush. You know, the Bush that came before them, and Bush has the files on them, and then Bush Jr. has the files, and Obama has the files. And so they all know where the bodies are buried. And so once things get to that level of corruption, nobody can begin to try to reverse any of it, because everybody has dirt on the others. You know what a Mexican standoff is, right?
Yeah.
That's where just everybody is pointing guns at each other in a circle. And no one can pull the trigger. Nobody can put their gun down because it's a Mexican standoff. That's what happens with corruption, is a giant Mexican standoff.
This is why, I mean, I'm really devastated about this whole Ron Paul and Rand Paul thing, but how come they didn't come up to the forefront with this in the beginning of their campaigns and you know, stand next to Sheriff Arapo and say, you know, this guy...
Well, I mean, I get why they didn't really get into that, because you can't 100% prove it one way or the other. You can prove, though, he says the UN runs our military. You can prove he's saying the illegals are legal outside of law. You can prove he has the ATF saying they're going to ban all semi-autos just because they feel like it, no law. I mean, that's total illegal big government war against us. So I don't criticize people that cover the birther issue. We've covered it. And I think clearly Obama's not who he says he is. But just because we don't know who he is, we don't know exactly who he isn't, you see. We're not sure who he is. We just know he's not who he says he is. Stay with us. News Blitz coming up. Welcome to your world. Yeah, there's no going back. Let me just dive in randomly here in the stacks, because there's so much we haven't gotten to yet today. Look at this. Google reports alarming rise in censorship by governments. That's the London Guardian. Isn't that funny? Google itself has worked with governments to censor, but it's just talking about governments that aren't basically letting it, the NSA, come in and take control. That's what they're discussing. So, you know, Google is against SOPA, but then they support, at least on the surface, the other legislation. There's a report here out of the Washington Post, In the Shadows. So what is America's cyber war policy? And then it goes over the Stuxnet. And in the same article, they discuss giving up our rights on the internet, basically, because of things like Stuxnet, which they admit the U.S. government created along with Israel. Just amazing brainwashing type stuff that's going on. 35 hurt, 7 killed in Chicago shootings. I thought almost a total gun ban in the city would make it milk and honey with your mafia government. Weekend violence didn't stop for President Obama's Chicago visit. And now all of America can be like Chicago, I guess. Rodney King, after decades of drug problems and other issues, was found dead at the bottom of a swimming pool. And they have not discovered the exact cause of that yet. I did some reports over the weekend on this subject. 9-year-old girl banned from taking photos. And I wrote with the YouTube video I did, when a 9-year-old Scottish girl took photos of the prison food she was being fed at the local re-education camp, slave commanders banned her photo taking. That's what the schools are, basically prison, re-education, indoctrination centers. So people are like, well, is it really a re-education camp? Yeah, that's what they are. Martha Payne stood her ground and the Orwellian ban was removed. This is a microcosm of the fight we all face daily against control freaks worldwide. Say no to pushy people in government and in private life or become slaves. This is the history of the world. When good people let scum boss them around in the name of safety, we let the worst take over society. Now, that's what I wrote about it. Here's the Daily Mail. Girl 9, who became internet sensation with a picture blog of her terrible school dinners, is silenced by counsel, only for them to make a U-turn 24 hours later after Twitter backlash. And she was getting donations for poor people. She was pointing out that the food looks like some space food or something. And you know, government instinct was, shut her up, you don't have any free speech. Now, when I saw this article Saturday, I thought it was a joke until I found it in the Swedish newspapers and a bunch of publications here. I was on Infowars.com and saw it. I saw it was the Huffington Post, and I thought it might be their proposal because that's the kind of stuff they like, or it was a satire piece. But then I remembered that feminists in public schools try to make little kids sit. Little boys sit on the toilet because they say it upset. You know, it's bad that men do different things than women. And you know, they always have excuses that it's more hygienic or whatever, which I think is pure bull. But the point is that one of the leftist parties in Sweden put forward the proposal in a council that men be made to sit while urinating. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. They're banning soft drinks above 16 ounces and moving to ban popcorn and milk drinks in New York. I'm not joking. They're launching 30,000 armed drones. I'm not joking. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines to kill you and then brag about it. I mean, this is who these people are. Every scumbag who no one wants to be friends with, no one wants to date, no one wants to do business with, no one wants to be around them, no one likes them, everyone hates them, they go and they get into government. Or they're big corporate chiefs who go and merge with government to use government to suck off of us. That's who they are. They are the Legion of Filth. They all deserve the Legion of Filth award. Male representatives of the Sörmland County Council in Sweden should sit rather than stand while urinating in office restrooms, according to a motion advanced by the local left party. Known as a socialist and feminist organization, the party claims that seated urination is more hygienic for men. The practice decreases the likelihood of puddles and other unwanted residue forming in the stall. In addition, see, they want to run everything. You know, I was at a pet store, and I mentioned this earlier. I didn't tell the whole story. And I had some fish for my son. He's got a couple fish tanks. And I had one type of fish over here, another type. And this woman's there with her husband who stood behind her and didn't talk. I could tell she was one of those crazed women, totally unhappy, but just bosses people around all day. And I'm sitting there waiting while they go on and on with this woman in front of us using a check. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the woman behind the counter shaking and acting all weird. And I'm just like, man, get me out of here. These people are so insecure. And this woman looks at me and she says, she looks at my son disapprovingly, a man out with a son. And I'm like, oh, man, this woman's definitely a communist. I knew it was coming. I mean, you can just tell a commie when you see one, you know, shaking with hatred. And she goes, what type of fish are those? I'm like, oh, fish. She goes, oh, I see. That's a such and such. That one will attack that one. And I didn't say anything. She wanted, and she keeps going and going. And it just went on. And she starts telling the woman in the counter in front of me, you know, the fish he's got will attack the other fish. And it just went on and on with her trying to get the woman behind the counter to henpeck. They wanted to get a double henpecking going. And I mean, it just didn't work. It just didn't work because I didn't ever respond to them. I wasn't in the mood to talk to them. You know, it's not my job to say, hey, lady, I got an outside pond. It's not my job to say, hey, my son has multiple fish tanks. It's not my job to tell her, by the way, these fish I'm buying, I'm going to feed to crawdads we've got in a tank. I mean, it's not my job. It's not my job. I'm there with my child, and it's not her child. And she can go straight to Hades. She can shoot her kids up and brain damage them all day. If she wants, she can drink fluoride from sunup till sundown. She can mommy henpeck whoever she wants. She hadn't destroyed my family yet. It just makes me so sick, though. Oh, man, we're in trouble. That woman would take my guns in 5 seconds. She'd put me in a re-education camp faster than you can twinkle your eyes. Let's go ahead and go to this next article. This is at Infowars.com. Excellent report. At Earth Summit, Royal Society and World Wildlife Fund say humanity is an undesirable danger to Earth's ecosystem and our population must be reduced. Yeah, I saw another one over here where they're calling it the Death Summit. They're openly saying kill people. We've got Lord Monckton and Mark Moreno, both from Rio, 20 years after the whole New World Order thing got set up down there. They're both going to be joining us from Rio. What, one of them's Wednesday, the other's Friday. Bilderberg academic henchman preaches austerity for the young. And this is in the BBC, and they go on to say, this is the headline, Why the Young Should Welcome Austerity is the title of the article. And it's all how great it's going to be when they bankrupt everything for our own good. And the guy's a Bilderberg member, so they're kind of coming out in the open now. And they just explained to everybody how great it's going to be. And again, it dovetails with this other article at Earth Summit, Royal Society and World Wildlife Fund. Humanity is an undesirable danger to Earth's ecosystem. By the way, down there at Rio, I've got another article in the stack. You can look this up, where Prince Charles is worshipped as a god. He can barely talk. He's so inbred. The Transylvanian prince. And he's lecturing us we shouldn't be able to travel or take a hot bath. Well, he's got dozens of jet aircraft, private trains, hundreds of palaces. I mean, it's a total joke. And then he lives off government welfare on top of all their private lands and oil companies. I mean, this is it. A twit who can barely talk, lecturing us on how we need to die so he can rule the planet. Hey, I got an idea for you, buddy. Enter Hades like your grandmother did recently, okay? How's that sound? Go where you belong. Get off this plane of existence. How's that sound? I spit on you and your monkey hats, your gold crowns. You're a joke. You're a mentally ill twit, an inbred failure, a piece of garbage. I detest you with every ounce of powerful humanity seething in me. You are a diseased insult to this planet. Oh, here it is. BBC. Rio plus 20, Prince Charles's climate change warning of catastrophic consequences of inaction on issues such as climate change at a UN Sustainability Conference in Brazil. Meanwhile, we've got real environmental problems we'll never talk about. Japan public still divided as two reactors to be opened. New York Times, brushing aside widespread public opposition to avoid feared electric power outages, Prime Minister ordered the reactivation of two nuclear reactors at the plant in western Japan on Saturday, making it the nation's first plant to go back online since the crisis last year. This is reactors operating right next to three that are totally smashed and melted down. I'm sorry. Hey, there's some good news here. Border Patrol Group calls for Holder's resignation. The National Border Council, which represents 17,000 of the agency's non-supervisory agents, called Monday for the resignation of Attorney General Eric H. Holder Jr. for his role in the botched Fast and Furious gun-running operation that resulted in the death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And they go on to talk about at least three agents are dead and a bunch of other police as well by the criminal-in-chief who helped run Oklahoma City, I should add. Help run that little goody. Yeah, they want him to resign. I mean, it's just open criminals. Oh, here's the other article. Death Summit 2012, a window in the 21st century eugenics. Excellent article also at Infowars.com. Gee, I've gone over three stacks. There's like 15 more. Oh, look at this London Telegraph article. UK soldiers sacked days before pension date. And that's how they do it here in the U.S. now, too. You know, you've been in 24 years. You're about to do your 25th year and then get your $12,000 a year stipend. £12,000 in England, folks. You can't live in a rat-infested warren for that. I mean, that won't pay for anything. So, okay, you've spent decades in the military. You're promised all this. And that's just amazing. It's 25 years here. It's 22 years there. And just days before they get their pension, soldiers who have been made redundant were sacked days before they qualified for a full pension. Families of servicemen have complained. Over here, they take your death benefits when you die and then tell you you're unpatriotic if you don't support it. There's nothing these criminals won't do. And again, they've got, through the free market system, unlimited capital for all this. But they signed us on to the thousand-plus trillion in fake derivatives to make sure it's a lead weight to drag down the economy. They want you bankrupt because that makes you easier to control. All right, here's this video clip. This is out of the Daily Caller. Bill Maher finds six black men to deem Matt Drudge racist. And the reason I'm going to play this is when I caught two black guys being paid off on video at the Capitol, and the state board did say it was illegal, by an anti-gun control group. It's all on video online. Just type Alex Jones catches bribery at state capitol. I get a call by the Statesman after the video went viral. This is like 12 years ago, back when the internet barely worked for video, but it went viral. Because the NRA actually posted it, and it was in a bunch of newspapers. And I get a call by the Statesman about a week later, the local paper, and they said, Mr. Jones, why do you hate black people? And I said, is this really a reporter for the Statesman? And he said, yeah. And I said, give me your number. I want to call back. I don't believe this is you. This has actually happened. And I call back up. And sure enough, it's at the Statesman. They transfer me to the guy. And I'm like, you're really from the Statesman? You call up asking why I hate black people. And he goes, just answer the question, Jones. And I was like, okay, well, what is this about? And he goes, would you have shown that video of the payoff if they wouldn't have been black? And I went, well, of course I would. It's wrong. They were being paid off. And the article opened the next day with Jones denies he's racist. And then the whole article was about, am I a racist because I showed a white guy paying off these two black guys to get up there and go, yo, 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 we're black gang bangers, baby, and we're going to get you if you don't ban the guns, yo. Literally. I mean, they got black guys to go up there and act like gang members, to stereotype black people and say, here's the scary black people, restrict guns, ban under 18, touching guns in Texas was the bill. The bill, they had the votes at the time, was killed because of this. And they literally had the black guys go up there and do an acting job, and then were paid, I don't know, $300-400 a piece out in a corner area of the Capitol. One of my moles saw the payoff begin and got me. I ran around the corner and caught it on tape and asked them about it. And they spun it that I was a racist. Oh, you don't like government health care? You're a racist. Well, racists don't like Obama's health care plan. I mean, it's a joke. They just throw it out there. And so here is, I mean, Bill Maher's not even really funny. He just does these one-line stupid statements like, look, Drudge, out of, you know, thousands of photos he shows a month on average, why, here's six photos of black people. You know, I mean, if Michael Jordan's team's last in the NBA, you're going to have a photo about it. Or if a mayor gets caught doing, you know, or I remember that article on Drudge. The mayor had said there's too many Asians, and we ought to, you know, basically kick him out of D.C. That's why he was in the news, because he did something that was very offensive, not because Matt Drudge is a racist. And again, they do this to everybody. I've had Nightline here, or it was MSNBC, and they go, why don't you like black people, Alex? Yeah, you know, and again, this is what they do. Here's the clip of Bill Maher engaged in defamation.
The problem with racism is Matt Drudge. I picked from Matt Drudge's website, just as over a month, we monitor this, just as a couple, show some of the pictures that were on Matt. There, Mike Tyson, looking like he's going to eat your head. Oh, yes, Louis Farrakhan, because he's so relevant now. Oh, and Marion Barry, he's in the news every day also. Oh, yes, Reverend Wright, because he matters to your life so much. This is who appears on the Drudge Report. And, oh, yes, and there's Al Sharpton telling Eric Holder what he should do. And Michael Jordan angry, because that's how we all remember him. This is racism in America.
It is, and it goes back to...
Okay. This is racism in America. Thousands of photos, six photos of black people. I mean, there's white people, everybody on there every day. And the idea is you can't show black people, who are 12% of the population, acting badly, or you're a racist. You can't even say it's a racial attack when black people attack white people. Again, that's the political poverty pimp control system right there for you. One big thing that makes me extremely angry at the globalist is that they're so cold-blooded in their operations and they're so over the top. It's like the Associated Press, you can look it up right now, admits there were 46,000 plus paralyzed or dead children in 2011 in India alone with the UN/Bill Gates vaccine program when they give them the polio vaccine. I mean, at its height in India, back in the 50s and 60s, polio wasn't killing or maiming that many a year. And they're like, but it's a shot or it's oral. It's good. You're paralyzed now. You're dead now. And it's just like they just move right along. And I see it all over Africa. I see it all over Pakistan, all over Latin America. I mean, it's in the New York Times that the UN lines people up in Africa and just shoots them to take their property. And then I've got to hear Mr. Abortion, Mr. Eugenics, Bill Maher lecture us about how if you show a picture of a black person, you're bad. You're not allowed to report on black people on the news. That's racist. But if you want to kill some black people, hey, baby, knock yourself out. Here's an article. Taliban to U.S. End drone strikes in Pakistan or no more polio vaccines. They're saying they're going to religiously order their people. And it's got... I love how they now even use the new polio cases their vaccines use to push it. The news will even show kids paralyzed by them or dead. There's no end to these people. A Taliban commander in northwest Pakistan has announced a ban on polio vaccines for children as long as the United States continues its campaign of drone strikes in the region, according to a statement by the Taliban. polio drops will be banned in North Waziristan until the drone strikes are stopped, said the statement released Saturday. Where are the drone salesmen going to sell? They'll just sell here. Almost every resident in North Waziristan has become a mental patient because of the drone strikes, which are worse than polio, the statement continued. On the one hand, the U.S. spends millions of dollars to eliminate polio. Yeah, right. On the other hand, it kills hundreds of us too. With the help of its slave, Pakistan. Pakistan remains one of only three countries that have yet to eradicate polio. Yeah, because they got a UN polio program there. Look it up, folks. They're the ones giving it to people. And you raise this point, it's like they don't want to discuss it. They don't want to have a discussion about it. They don't want to look at it. Look at these articles in the Nanny State. I didn't even get into this. Government website gives dad's tips on teaching kids hygiene and how to eat. That's CNS News. Fatherhood.gov. Again, you need the government to tell you how to wash your hands and take care of your kids, because chances are the government broke up your family with its policies beforehand. So just in case there's a father actually with his children, now Big Daddy government will come. Here's another one. Number of stay-at-home dads has doubled in the past decade as mancession bites. Yeah, big corporations have a preference towards women. And notice all the heroes in movies are women, women, women. And it's not to empower women, folks. It's to make sure you have no family to run to. That is what this is all about, all officially stated by these people in your face. Again, some of the very important articles that we've got at InfoWars.com right now that we need to get out to everybody that we mentioned but didn't get into enough. Death Summit 2012, a window in 21st century eugenics. Apple's iOS 6 includes government override takeover alerts. Google admits that the federal government's ordering it to censor people in the U.S. Also, in his own words, Obama admits that he is a dictator, and a lot more. InfoWars.com.